Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, ladies and gentlemen. I was able to find the correct word because I was giving you the wrong one. Previously, I had said hard was a text contest word. That was yesterday's word. Today's word is top, T-O-P. That is T-O-P to 20357. And again, that's for your opportunity to win stars and strings tickets. Now, this wonderful day is, of course, a day without Show Pony. I'm starting a rumor. I'm telling everybody that we have beef. That's why we can't be in the same room at the same time. We'll see how far that gets. But have no fear. He will be returning next week as the show will be back at full strength with him leading the way. In the meantime, got a substitute teacher in here, baby. Frog Boy holding things down with Leroy and Brittany, of course, behind the board. And J-Fig making sure everything is safe and
sound. In the peripherals.
In the peripherals. We'll see her in a little bit as we will get to Rats Off a Ship, as well as participate in a game about Brittany's life. And we'll also be playing Sports Family Feud if we have time, because what is a Frog Boy-led show without any games? Something we haven't done in a while, though. Leroy, we still do weather reports on this show, right? That's something that is still like a thing?
Nope.
That's so unfortunate because I got a notification about like a thunderstorm coming to Davie. I was like, I can't wait for Leroy to tell me what kind of weather we're about to have. I don't see
it. The sun's out.
I see sunshine clouds. Where I'm at, yeah.
I see two clouds.
Yeah, I see sunshine.
A little one and a little sidekick cloud.
Well, that hurts my heart because I also loved hearing your angelic voice do the Demesman in Dover jingle.
No.
But that's totally fine. Let's just go ahead and get right into your headlines that are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals at Doral Kia. We've talked about it all day. Unfortunately, as Adam Schefter and everyone reported earlier, significant blow as Dolphins cornerback Kader Kohou suffered a season-ending knee injury. So another significant loss for the Miami Dolphins. We're going to continue to monitor that to see what the Dolphins do. I think you were dealing with your pool guy for a second, and I asked this question to Brittany, Leroy. I'm going to ask this question to you. With the injuries that the Miami Dolphins have sustained, obviously you're going to have to replace him, so you're going to sign a warm body. But do you double down at acquiring more cornerback talent, or do you double down on acquiring more pass rushers to make up for the lack of cornerback talent?
I personally would double down on a pass rush.
Look at that. I said that earlier. Brittany called me dumb.
Because here's why.
I did not.
She thought
you don't have to be as good of a cornerback or a safety.
Yeah.
If the D line and the rushers are getting there quick.
Yeah, totally makes sense. You know, no one can cover for more than 8 seconds or something like that.
Eight.
But if I that's
probably like five, half of that.
4 seconds. It's like obviously a lot going on in the league. It's difficult for the best of corners to cover for like
rushers. I don't care how good you are. If you got to cover for 4 or 5 seconds, that means the play's broken down, and that means now you're covering a guy 50 yards wide by 50 yards deep. You can't do it.
Yeah, it's rough. It's definitely rough.
Unless you're in some type of zone. Now, I will say this. With a good pass rush, you never, ever have to play man-to-man. Right? Because if you can get pressure with just the 4 or 5, that means you got 6 or 7 in coverage. And so also keep that in mind. Having these DBs and losing that, losing as many guys as you had in the secondary is a big loss. But I would say with your guys returning as pass rushers, it's going to help that more than getting another corner.
Now, what about these older veteran options, just a Stephon Gilmore, Asante Samuel Jr. Is that something you take a flyer on, or do you just stay young and, again, double down on the pass rushers?
I mean, this is what camp is for. Yeah. Camp is to see, you know, if you can manage without having to sign one of those veterans. Because keep in mind, you have to sign a veteran, and he's got to pick up the system. And a lot of the guys were talking about how much more comfortable they are now that they've been in that system for a second year. So imagine having somebody come and then have to pick it up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it definitely is rough. And Leroy, just as we're talking, it's getting a little cloudy by me now. All of a sudden it's getting a little cloudy by me.
Not me, but you're by your PT.
Couple other headlines that we mentioned, the Miami Marlins shut out the Cardinals yesterday behind a strong performance, behind Sandy's resurgence out of nowhere, right as the trade deadline approaches. They have a chance today to get another victory against these Cardinals. I think 7:45, I believe, is first pitch. And Cal Quantrill on the mound for the Fish. Don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, if I'm being honest.
He's been okay.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
But they've been hitting the ball so much better and been hitting the ball so well that you don't have to be perfect. That's probably one of the things that's helped the pitching out a lot, is that they've scored runs.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm more than sure it's a lot harder to pitch when you have a 2-1 filthy every game.
Yeah. No, 100%. Shams reported earlier that Jonathan Kuminga declining the Warriors' offer, stating a difference of opinion based on the terms and conditions. So they made another push to retain him, according to ESPN, but the restricted free agent continues to decline, and currently the talks between the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings have all but ceased at this point. So seems like he's going to stay a Warrior, if you will. But I don't know.
Why would he? Because they don't really like him.
It seems like they don't want him there.
They don't like him, but they offering him a contract.
You know, it's kind of like Tyler Hero, though. You know, remember how often everybody was kind of like shopping him around of like, you know, you want this guy? You don't want this guy? No, we'll take him. This is our guy. We got our guy.
You
got
to have some young talent on that team because your three main players are old.
Tell that to the Clippers. The Clippers right now, like, their starting line was what? Chris Paul, Bradley Beal, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden. They have like the oldest team of like all time, damn near.
Pretty much.
They call themselves, I don't know, something Unk Nation. I don't know. Instead of like Dunk
Golden Oldies.
Yo, they really look like they could be performing at halftime of various basketball games. It is unfortunate for them, but hey, you know, more power to them. As we mentioned earlier, Inter Miami is playing soccer for some reason. We don't know if it's important or not, but it's another league cup if you're interested in that. This one would be good because at least they're playing against the top team in the Mexican division that they're currently facing off against, Atlas. So maybe it'll be a good game, but like, I just don't even know anymore. And last thing here that I didn't mention earlier on in the show is the Miami Hurricanes actually have a few standouts on their list prior to the season even starting. Everyone knows how good Reuben Bain Jr. is.
Yep.
But he's actually been nominated. I'm trying to get the Bronco. He's named to the preseason watch list for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, given to the top defensive player in football. All right. So, you know, that's pretty solid. You know, they're
being on the list before the season and being on the list after the season or two.
Yeah, completely different.
Hey. Was Cam Ward a Heisman hopeful before he won the Heisman?
He was not. He was not. And you know who was? Carson Beck. Isn't that interesting?
I mean, the good thing about Carson Beck is that he's been in an organization and at a university that consistently won. So how he has to carry himself, how he goes about his business, he understands that. And so from that standpoint, I don't know if people really appreciate how good he is or isn't, right? But keep in mind, he was before last year was going to be a top five quarterback.
Yeah, no, I mean, like you said, he has the championship pedigree. He has the he's used to playing in those tense moments. So
it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot different getting up for Syracuse than it was getting up for Alabama.
Yeah, Auburn,
stuff like LSU. That, yeah. You know, so I think that level of intense preparation, when he was doing it a lot more frequently than maybe what the Canes did it for, what, three games out of a year?
Yeah.
Right. So that if that, right? It didn't mean they won if all that, the
right.
– but like, so you start off with Notre Dame. That's not a big deal for him, right?
Yeah.
Do they play – it's crazy. Like, I don't know who they play, because last year SMU didn't have to play anybody.
Yeah,
and they made it to the ACC championship game.
Yeah, well, after Notre Dame, they kind of take their foot off the pedal for a couple weeks. They have Bethune-Cookman in South Florida after that. Then
South Florida was good.
I do remember that, actually. It was a brief time. Don't get me wrong. Remember when University of Central Florida proclaimed themselves
national champions because they went undefeated?
That's crazy.
Who did? Did Dante go to Central Florida or South Florida?
That's a good question. I think it's Central. Let's see.
Because I know he still might have the record for reception passing percentage.
Central Florida. Yeah, he went to University of Central Florida. I know that because this man is a nice man. Let me tell you something about Dante Culpepper. That
I was. By the way, I was I was with him last Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One of the nicest men ever. He, not really him. You know, he always had the low haircut. His wife would get her hair done at my aunt's salon. He was kind enough to give front row tickets for us. And like, you know, we're in the box there. The ball is like flying to me and stuff. He didn't know me. You know, this is his hairstylist. As a person who gets a lot of people free things, it usually doesn't extend to my hairstylist's nephew. You know, it usually doesn't go that far.
Right.
But another thing that he did at the Miami Improv early on, you know, this is back when it was in Coconut Grove, apparently my manager talks about this, is someone walked out on a bill, $200-something. It was my manager's first day there, and he went. He calmly diffused the situation, paid for that bill as well as a couple other bills, and got out of there, tipped her a couple $100 also.
That was cool.
Nice, man. Dante Culpepper, real nice guy.
He is big boy.
Yeah, big.
Hey, when you talk about big quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, he's also the one that notoriously they say he has small hands or something like that. But
you go tell him that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it totally did not stop him from having a great
career. Go tell him that.
Yeah, big guy, definitely. But yeah, when we come back, got a little bit more to discuss from the Miami Dolphins practice today. Then we're going to get into the shenanigans and silly sauce that makes this show so gosh darn special. In the meantime, one more thing I want to tell you about Zach Brown. How would you like to see the Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? So easy to enter. Just log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour for more chances. Listen every day and you could win. The winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. You like the Venetian, Leroy? We're still okay with that one?
I've never stayed there.
Because I know that you told me there's a couple of them that you're like, you're iffy. You're iffy on them. But I just wanted to make sure. You know, we're not giving our listeners something cheap. This is directly connected to the Sphere, so it'll be an easy transition for you if you're interested in seeing that show. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to get into some games. It's Tobin and Leroy right here on 560. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show live right here on Miami 560 WQAM, YouTube, and Twitch. Hello, Figgy.
Hello, Scooby's barking. You got babies, and then I got a little boy here.
We got babies, we got barking, we got Brittany and more.
And my pool's broke.
And your pool is like broken, like officially broken.
The heater. Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, but this is something that, because you had fixed something recently. This is something different, right? You had retiled it or something like that?
No. I had to get a new capacitor because it wasn't cooling.
Oh, yeah. They're totally making that up. I told that to people. Got to fix the capacitor. Am I right? The flux capacitor messes up all the time. So what's the damage going to look like to get that repaired? Oh, no. I don't like that look.
Just get a new pool guy. I've been telling you this for months.
It doesn't. If the pump doesn't work, I mean, if the pump's not heating.
I'm doing this on purpose to you because you constantly have these issues.
They sold you a faulty pump.
It's been 7 years.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Leo, you always have pool problems.
Just recently. How about this? In the last year.
Where I got a guy who does my oil changes and my tooth work. He can fix your pool. Totally got a guy for
that. Hey, if you're from the hood, you laugh at that because everybody got one of them guys.
Got a guy, man. You have to have a guy.
He ain't got a certification in nothing, but does everything.
Everything. Couple other notes today from Miami Dolphins training camp. First competitive drill involves one-on-ones, and it's a good start for the offensive line. Is Aston. Wow. Save that one. Aston Jackson, Stonewalls. That's pretty good. Jalen Phillips and Andrew Meyer. Stonewalls, Benito Jones. Patrick Paul got the best of Bradley Chubb, but did get his hands on the jersey towards the end. That's a habit that we've noticed recently, according to SportsIllustrated.com. This article was written by Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins insider. So I've noticed that although the offensive line seems to be a bit more steady in the trenches, a lot of penalties. I know Omar Kelly has noted that they've jumped off sides to start practice, three practices in a row. You know, we're getting some holding calls. Leroy, is this just normal practice stuff that they need to get out of their system?
What happens is as you go through camp, there's different stages. Like when you're not in pads, like you don't have to deal with a lot of things. Then you put the pads on and then you realize, okay, this speed is real. I can't just get my hands where I want to get them. And then you have to, you know, it's a process in which, like, it doesn't mean you don't have the talent. It's just that you got to hone into your, you know, technique and stuff like that a little bit more when you get to the different stages of camp.
Now, that's a technique issue, of course, that, you know, as you're mentioning, will get better with time.
Now, I will say, when you're not as good athletically.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you see a DB guarding a wide receiver and he can't keep up, a lot of grabbing. Yeah. That's just the natural order of sports, that you're not just going to let a guy run by you. Or if you're a pass protector and you're facing one of them elite pass rushers, right, might be a lot of grabbing. Why? Because physically or athletically, you're not good enough to stay in front of him, and he's really good. So, you know, there's a couple of things you have to think of is that in practice, how often are you going to face somebody as fast as Tyreek Hill if you play DB in man-to-man coverage? You see what I mean? So you're putting yourself in camp in some of the most extenuating circumstances because, for example, a wide receiver's dream is one-on-one pass, you know, one-on-one pass because that guy's just guarding you. You can go anywhere, right? Now do that same thing in the constructs of 11-on-11 where there's a – you know, a coverage, and that guy don't have to cover you one-on-one, right? So, like, you're putting, you know, DBs, you're putting offensive linemen, you're putting linebackers in stressful situations that they may not even be a part of, you know, maybe two or three times a year where you're blocking or you're guarding a guy one-on-one. So you got to kind of take it for what it is. You would like to see, you know, hey, I want to know if my left tackle can stay in front of an elite pass rusher. So they're going to be playing move your feet, move your feet, move your feet. Guys who can't move their feet like that, they grab. So there's a little bit of both to read into it. You know, playing with pads on is a little bit different than, you know, chicken fighting without pads because that guy ain't going to rush, you know, the same way when you got pads on.
Now, what you're saying are things that can be improved and will be improved.
Yeah.
What I'm about to say is unfortunately something that I'm not sure is rust, a habit, or is this just a talent thing? Tight end Julian Hill drops an easy pass while wide open in the flat following a play fake and a bootleg. This does not bode well for Tobin's anytime touchdown parlay.
Well, you know, right now I'd bet on an anytime catch.
Is that possible? You think they have that? That'd be great. No, it's not looking good for him, bro.
You know, I think sometimes we make assumptions in life. We make assumptions that a person that has a title knows what the hell they're doing, right?
Yeah.
All wide receivers can't catch, but they fast. So true. You got to put that. Sometimes your best receivers of the football are guys that lack that top end speed that you're talking about, right? So when you think of a guy like Larry Fitzgerald, when you think of a guy like who's the guy the wide receiver from that played with Larry Fitzgerald from Anquan Boldin. When you think of Anquan Boldin, the guy seemed like he could never separate, but he caught everything, right? There are guys that are known as pure receivers of the football. Randy Moss caught a lot of difficult passes, right? When you think of Odell Beckham, caught a lot of difficult passes. Those guys are guys. Now, Randy, what made him exceptional was he possessed that speed and that catching ability, right? So, you know, everybody doesn't possess all of the traits of a top receiver, but they perfect the traits that they have. So a lot of times guys don't get paid because they'll say this. He never has any separation. They won't say, but the dude catches everything. You see what I mean? And so you have to kind of understand that. Now, a guy like Julian Hill, I mean, can you get better at it? But I would say it's really one of the hardest things to do, catching a ball, is running like a little flat route or whatever and getting your head around, because the quarterback throws the ball in anticipation. So if you don't get your head around quick enough, that ball is on top of you, right? And so that becomes difficult because now you're bringing in another portion of catching the ball that really has nothing to do with catching it, but getting yourself prepared to catch it. So you hear, if you ever go to practice, you will hear this phrase yelled 1,000 times to receivers, tight ends, running backs. Get your head around so you can pick up the ball as quickly as possible. So for those guys that have difficulty catching, you need to put yourself in the best position to be able to catch it, and that is get your head around. You know, it's hard not looking at the defense because you see a guy coming, right? You want to keep an eye on him, but you got to look for the football.
Well, hopefully he gets it together before the season starts.
I mean, let's be clear.
Yeah. It's been 2 years. Still hasn't gotten it together.
Some guys in the sport I love just can't catch.
Mm.
It's not a knock on them. That's just not their thing. Right? Now, you know what's going to happen if you continue to drop balls. It's going to be like a what was it called? What was that movie with Sinbad and Scott is the quarterback. Necessary roughness. Don't throw it to Stone Hands.
That's Julian Hill, Stone Hands. For the sake of Tobin's parlay, hopefully he can at least catch one in the end zone.
We don't even do parlay no more. He just throw a little chili pepper on anytime Julian Hill touchdown. He ain't mixing it up with none of his other bets.
Can't mix that up. Can't. When we come back, we'll play our favorite Wednesday game, Rats Off a Ship, on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. I absolutely hate not hearing any music when I come in. I'm so sad. I need to do the clean feed thing because...
Yeah,
because
Rats Off a Ship is playing, yeah.
See, I have no
idea. I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah, because you're a responsible adult and you're on clean feed. This is how Leroy lives. This is crazy. This is why I give him that few seconds of music because I can't imagine this. I've always thought, too. I remember I used to put instrumentals that I made or like a friend of mine made as like break music so people would know when we're coming back from break. And then one day Tobin was like, what is this stupid music that's playing? And after I finished crying, I was able to reveal to him it was my stupid music, which nonetheless didn't matter to him. He still was like, well, get this crap off of my show. So there's that. But as we return here for Rats Off a Ship, I realize I didn't send Figgy the actual topics. So
you know what? You can read them. It's okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and freestyle these mad boys here because
is it freestyling if you have a list.
Okay. See, but no, hold on. This is the thing.
Cause it is freestyled as he was writing it.
There you go. Freestyling back in your day, Leroy, or like when I started listening to music was right off the top of the dome. Nowadays, freestyle is like a pre-written something that has nothing to do with any other album song of some sort. It's not like, but it's pre-written. And I'm like, you can't call that a freestyle. Like, that's cheating. But anyway, this is like a little bit of a freestyle, old school, a little bit of a freestyle, new school. And we're going to start off with one of Leroy's favorite movie categories. It's officially been 5 days since its national release and some mixed reviews, although it does boast an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. I want to know opinion, mixed reviews on Fantastic Four. Are you guys rats off a ship on Marvel movies or Fantastic Four? Leroy, I'll start with you.
The new one, I'm out.
Whoa! This is the thing, though, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Too much action. Wow, people having rats. Babies. And...
What the hell was that?
He hasn't seen them?
What is that?
You haven't seen the new rats?
No, I haven't seen those rats.
They're AI rats.
Say your rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
What is this? Who made these swimming rats?
Me and AI teamed up.
That is crazy. That is crazy indeed. So your rats off a ship on this, Leroy. You're not necessarily a fan of Fantastic Four. Are you going to watch it like when it comes to like streaming services, or you don't even care at all?
I don't care at all.
Damn, that sucks.
Is it Pedro Pascal's
fault? Are you over Pedro Pascal?
No, it's not that. It's not that. It has more to do with like
offended by that.
I was very offended.
Like I was into the first one,
yeah,
and then they had Silver Surfer,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yep.
But then they just start making the same movie over and over.
All right, that's fair.
Just with different people.
I have so much
and put a different little twist on it, right? Okay. So once it got to like Michael B. Jordan and those guys, I was out because they basically just remade it with a little twist.
All right. Well, Dade South says this is setting up the new Avengers movie. This is not the normal state.
Oh, really?
One.
Okay.
So come on, Leroy.
Thank you.
Give it a chance.
Figgy, are you rats off a ship? Fantastic Four?
No, I'm not rats off a ship.
You ain't going to see it.
Yes, I am. I do watch those movies, Leroy.
Whoa.
You lie. You lie. Because you say,
I'm not lying.
You talk about all these movies, and then you go, a year later. I haven't seen it yet. You do it all the time, Jennifer.
He's a busy girl. She's a busy girl.
I would actually watch it, yes.
I heard there's a
don't tell me how I feel, Leroy.
I'm not telling you how you feel.
Don't make
I'm
me report
at the
back
facts.
To yesterday's show, I'm
talking about the facts.
All right.
The facts are, we talk about movies, and you sit here and talking, and you go, I haven't
You guys
seen
constantly
it.
Talk about the same movies, Rocky and God knows what, and no, I'm not watching those movies.
See if my light looks cool now that it's a little darker.
No, nope. It still looks
still
like
not
a blob.
Cool.
Yep.
Hey, it's getting to get me up.
Wow.
So much hostility happening.
Brittany, what is your opinion on the new Fantastic Four? You rats off a ship?
I am not rats off a ship. If I haven't been so busy these last couple weeks, I would have been there. I need to see it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's fair. I've heard good things about it, but
I've heard good things too. And it's going back to the original Fantastic Four, which is something that we've never seen. Like, its actual universe, which is in like what, like the 60s, I believe, or something, like 50s or 60s.
Yeah, but I do think it's like old school.
Yeah, so I'm excited, and I watched Thunderbolts. Is that what it's called, I believe?
Yes, yes. How was that?
It was so good. So that's the thing. Like, I was kind of
so good.
It was, yes. I was very iffy on the new age of Marvel, like very, very iffy. I was not sure how I felt about it. And I was like, I don't know about a post-Endgame Marvel is not really my thing. But then I went to see Thunderbolts, and I actually really enjoyed it, and it got me excited for this new age. And then Fantastic Four, Pedro Pascal, I'm here for it. And so, no, I'm not off rats off a ship, and that's why I was so deeply offended by Leroy's take.
So, these are all setting up the new Avengers?
What is going on? I'm sorry, these graphics are just...
I've never seen that one before. That's a new one.
This is crazy.
Rats running just running ramshot all over the boat.
Who is having fun making these? Isn't it funny?
Do they have? I don't think they have arms. I think they just only have legs.
You know what? It's really hard. Yeah. This AI situation is still not properly, 100%. But, you know.
Why is someone saying that I'm lying? What am I lying about?
Apparently, we're liars, Brittany.
Never trust the chat.
We'll never not be liars. It's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. Except for this situation, talking about going to see movies.
I'm going to see
never
seen Leroy.
You will never see the movie.
Leroy, you don't know me. Although, you don't know me well enough. You don't know me well enough.
No, I'm talking about Jennifer. In fairness to you, you did hit us up and say you watched Happy Gilmore 2.
You see?
Yes.
I wasn't lying.
Oh, my gosh. I watched it this weekend, too.
Saw my boy Marcelo? Huh?
I did.
I love Marcelo. You know what? He was one of the comedians that was never gave me issues, and he was always very sweet.
Tell you what, though, little diva, man. Just saying.
Oh.
Yeah, little diva. Whoa.
Until I see that with my own two eyes.
Right. No, it's fine.
I will
totally
say you're lying.
So, you know what? Let's call him right now.
Call him.
Kidding. Not going to answer. okay, let's go to topic number two on this fine Wednesday. Not sure if you guys had an opportunity to see this, but the Clippers have named themselves. You know, you're familiar with the Lob City Clippers that Chris Paul was recently a part of?
Of course.
What do you think of this one? The Unction. That is what they're calling themselves. Not like the function. You're going to take out the F? It's the Unction.
Because they're all old as hell. And
they're all old as hell. They have James Harden, Bradley Beal, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul. Quite a bit of old people.
Chris Paul's going to have a hell of a year. And then when it gets to December, he's going to blow out his hammy.
Yeah, because he's
seen this movie.
He's old as hell. That's probably why. But, you know, they do have a decent team. It's just, you know, they also have Batum, Brook Lopez. Not necessarily a lot of young talent over there. But the name, you know, you've had the greatest show on surf. You know, the bad boys of the Pistons, the big three. Where do you think the Unction? Do you like the Unction as far as a nickname for a basketball unit, or are you rats off a ship?
When they come here, I'll bring them some Melba toast and and some Werther's.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. Perfect. Some good old pudding pops.
They're old. They're all
No. I know what you meant. I'm saying, like, does that mean you're rats off a ship?
Right? Yeah, you're rats off a ship.
Yeah, rats off a ship.
Oh, yeah, good. Because you could be bringing it as, like, those are my boys. You know, I got to look out for my boys. No. These rats swimming are really good. I'm not going to lie to you. They are
really
doing
them.
Something.
Thanks. This is good. I love it too. It's so chaotic.
This is where our budget went. We're no longer allowed to pay me for 4 days out of the week, but listen, our graphics gone up, baby. Gone up. Figgy, are you rats off ship on the unction?
Yes. Not, I wouldn't say that. So
yeah, it's not.
Rats off
you're not going to catch me. Saying.
Sounds natural. And I think she's right. I think those rats only have two arms. But hey, you know, we're not judging over here. At least
they're
we're consistent.
They're fish-rat hybrids.
Correct.
I mean, they jumped into the water. Who knows what happened to their hands, huh?
Hey, man.
I'm surprised nothing ain't come and take a mighty bite off of them, you know.
I mean, if you want that to happen, let me know. I will.
They look like bait.
Brittany, rats off a ship on the unction.
I'm 1,000% rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
As well as everyone on that team. I cannot stand a single one of them.
Really? Even Kawhi? You have something with Kawhi?
He doesn't play.
He doesn't like to
sorry.
Play. He's great when he plays.
He's great
when
he plays.
What about our boy Bogdanovich? Huh? You got something against Bogdanovich?
Yes, you know what? I do, because when he was playing with Atlanta, he gave us a lot of problems. So, yeah.
That's fair. All right, so let's get into topic number three. Another story I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to see, because it's not necessarily something local, and it's baseball. And sometimes baseball is boring. But this was not, as a trade went down in the middle of a game. Sir Anthony, which is arguably the most Dominican name I've ever heard in my life. Sir Anthony. S-E-R Anthony Dominguez. Oh, wow. Don't forget that one. Sir Anthony Dominguez was traded, but not just any normal trade. He was traded from one team to the opposing team in the middle of a game.
Did he bat for both teams? That would have been cool.
That would have been cool for sure. But you don't have to clear waivers or anything like that? Like a health screen?
He got traded to the team that they were currently playing?
Yeah. So he started off the game as a Baltimore Oriole, and they were playing against the Toronto Blue Jays. And in the middle of the game, or I'm sorry, in between games, because it was a doubleheader, in between games, they went ahead and they traded him to the other team.
So the next day, he played for the other team.
The next day?
Yeah. Was
are you asking or telling me?
I'm asking.
Oh, so I think, you know, I see him here suited up with both teams with a glove in hand for both teams. And I do see him warming up, but I don't, you know, let me go ahead and check that actual box score to see if he was able to play. I'd find it hard though, Leroy. Like if you were traded like, you know, midday.
So here's what happened to me.
Yeah.
When I was in Carolina, we played Minnesota. And Minnesota won. And then 2 weeks later, I was on Minnesota's team. So I went from, damn, Minnesota, they beat us, to, yeah, we beat Carolina.
Yeah, so he's a pitcher. So there's a chance, you know, I don't think they're going to make him pitch both games. So, no, he did not necessarily pitch in both games. But in
that would have been cool.
Okay, that would have been crazy, right?
Yeah, well, a relief pitcher could do it.
That's true. Someone saying he played for both teams in the same day. Maybe not necessarily like, took the field.
Oh, I got you.
But
okay, just overall, are we rats off a ship trading a guy in between games
when you play every day, these things happen.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right? But it's not like the situation I talked about where it was 2 weeks later. You only play 16 games at the time. Yeah. When you think about basketball, there's a trade deadline. A lot of stuff happens there. It's never usually within the time frame of, oh, we play them next. You know, we're playing them. You know, so, yeah. It's like, baseball is unique.
How does that feel, though? Like, let's say I had to see if this was in Toronto or Baltimore, because I know he was Baltimore, and he got traded to Toronto. What I want to find out is, because we've done the tour of the Kaseya Center, we've seen the difference between the away locker room and the home locker room. I want to know, was the feeling of him like, yes, I'm going from this horrible away locker room to the home locker room? Or was it like, I'm in this beautiful home locker room, and now I got to go to the away side?
Well, what happened to me was the Ravens weren't very good that first year. And then I went to Carolina, and then I went to Minnesota, and both those teams made the playoffs. So I felt like I came up.
That is a come up. That is a come up.
Yeah.
So last one here. Are we rats off a ship on midday trades?
Nah, I'm not rats off.
I'm not rats off a ship. Now, however, if it was one of our best players, yeah.
I'm not at all rats off a ship. That makes things interesting.
Wow. Cold blooded.
Could you imagine like bringing him in and being like, "Hey man, by the way, you got to go get your stuff. You've been traded, but don't fret. You don't got to go far."
Because usually, when you're getting ready to get traded, they won't play you. So you see that in basketball or you see it in baseball, they'll sit the guy.
Yeah.
And that's usually an indication that he's getting ready to get traded.
Well, that was Rats Off of Ship with some new and improved graphics. Totally impressed. Kudos.
You haven't been here for a while. So
that's true. That's fair.
Them are some happy rats.
Those are some happy rats. One of them is running.
They're not rats off a ship.
Like, this one has three.
No,
arms?
I need you to go back to the other not rats off a ship. And
the one in the water?
They don't have arms.
No, they did. Look. No, wait. Look at the first one. Right there. Bam.
They are okay, built like goes. Bunny rabbits or kangaroos.
Well, you know what? Blame AI. I love it.
I'm not hating. I love it.
All right.
Some of them look like dolphins, okay?
Let's see if we can add arms to those rats when we come back. We have an hour filled with chaos and silly sauce. Brittany is going to tell us two lies and one truth, and we'll determine which one of those is real when we get to learn Brittany and why you always lying. We'll give you your latest headlines, and we'll close things out with some sports edition of Family Feud right here on the Tobin Leroy Show.